When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up on this wonderful Wednesday? I kept you guys waiting a little longer. For those of you who are like, where's my reel or no reel? I just decided to make you shake in your boots a little bit because I know how goddamn important I am and how much you want this show. All seven of you. Okay, that's enough. Let's go on. Reel or no reel, week four, post week four edition. Let's get it cracking. First off, the Fumblerooski interception meister himself, no, not Nathan Peterman, Daniel Jones. Daniel Nathaniel Jones. I don't know if that's his middle name. It'd be awesome if it was. Quietly producing and had a big game Sunday. Is Daniel Jones, who threw for over 400 yards and two touchdowns, and on the season has four touchdowns to one interception, is Daniel Jones real this time? Or is he no real? Like how high my voice went. Is he real? Is he no real? Let's find out. Daniel Jones could be real. I hate to leave a cliffhanger, but he could be real. He's playing better, but the Giants need to commit to having John Ross and Kadarius Toney on the field over Darius Slayton and whoever else. I mean, Sterling Shepard obviously is good, but I think he's injured. Kenny Golladay, you're not going to sit your big money guy, but put Golladay on the field with John Ross, Kadarius Toney. Toney's a yards after the catch magician, as we saw. John Ross is a deep threat. Golladay's a great possession guy. You got the best of every world right there. Right there on that field, you have the best of all three aspects of wide receivers. Possession, deep threat, yards after the catch. Got them at your disposal. Daniel Jones can get him the ball. He looked good. So if the Giants decide to not be dumbasses, he's real. Let's move on. CJ Uzoma, Cincinnati Bengals tight end. 5 receptions, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns. Is CJ Uzoma real or no real? No real. T. Higgins is out. Jamar Chase had a little bit of a down game. CJ Uzoma is fine. He's going to have his like here and there outbursts, but overall, he's just not real, in my opinion. He's probably the tight end to own in Cincinnati, but what's that mean? Really? There's a dime a dozen for CJ Uzoma types out there. And yes, I got Dawson Knox wrong. It's looking more and more likely that he's real. But I'm not excited about CJ Uzoma. That was an aberration of a game. Aberration. Moving on. And CJ Uzoma will have a game or two where he does well. But overall, it's an aberration. Next guy, Randall Cobb, Green Bay Packers wide receiver. 5 for 69 and 2 touchdowns on 6 targets. He should be real. Or should he not be real? Oh, God. Let's just do it. Randall Cobb should be real. Green Bay needs another wide receiver to step up. No one has done that. No one has done that. Scantling, MVS, Lazard. Just focus on Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb is good at getting open. Right there in the meat of the defense in the middle. Just focus on him. He should be real, but I'm going to say don't really prioritize picking him up because, again, it's a little fringy. He should be real. I'll lean real over no real, but just barely. Next guy, Van Jefferson. A lot of off-season warriors love Van Jefferson. Rams receiver had 6 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown on 6 targets. He's had 6 targets the last 2 games. Is Van Jefferson real or no real? I'm going real. I think Van Jefferson's just going to keep getting better. I think Robert Woods has never had anyone to actually push him for targets in that offense. Josh Reynolds was supposed to be a guy that did that, but he couldn't even really catch a whole lot for the Titans when they didn't have Julio Jones or A.J. Brown this Sunday. So I'm going to go real on Van Jefferson. He's a grab and hold. I wouldn't be starting him anytime soon, but he's definitely real enough to put on your roster and keep an eye on. There you go. Next one. I'm excited about this one. Kenneth Gainwell. I mean, you want your running back to carry the ball and gain well. What's not to like? Gain well on each carry. Can Kenneth Gainwell be real enough to do that? Let's find out. I have been on the Kenneth Gainwell train ever since he got drafted. Not because I think Miles Sanders sucks, because Miles Sanders does not. I don't know what's going on with Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders needs a change of scenery. Eagles just, I don't know what it is with the Eagles and running backs, but they just don't seem to work out since Brian Westbrook, LeSean McCoy years, it just isn't working. I like Miles Sanders a lot, but I think Kenneth Gainwell fits the offense better. Kenneth Gainwell is real as fuck. That's what I'm going to say. He's a RAF. Real as fuck, and he gains well on every carry and every reception. I honestly think, in due time, Gainwell is going to be much more ownable than Miles Sanders. I think the Eagles should go ahead and trade Miles Sanders and add a piece to that team that could get them over the hump in the NFC East. Jalen Hurts looks like a solid-as-hell quarterback. Kenneth Gainwell is a real-as-fuck running back. Moving on. James Conner. 18 carries, 50 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 2 receptions for 16 yards. Is James Conner the 1B to Chase Edmonds 1A in Arizona, real or no real? Because of the landscape of running backs, there are very few running backs that produce fantasy points that are not in a good situation. I think we can classify Arizona as a good situation. Their offense gets the ball close to the goal line. James Conner is the guy they hand the ball to on the goal line and plenty during the game. I'm impressed at Arizona's well-rounded offense. Chase Edmonds, the pass-catching back and technically the 50-50 split guy on the ground, is real. But James Conner, because of those goal line carries and that 50-50 split, is also real. I don't think he's ever going to blow you away and have this monster game of like 150 yards in those touchdowns, but he's going to get 10 to 15 carries and touchdowns. That's about as real as it gets as a running back in the NFL these days.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Moving on. Let's give you some IDP flavor. I'm going to try to give you a little IDP real or no real every week. Quincy Williams sounds like a composer in the movie business. Quincy Williams, real or no real, he had 12 tackles, a sack, 20 overall points. He had 10 points last week. He's a starting linebacker for the Jets. The Jets can plug and play linebackers all day long, but you know what I like about Quincy Williams? He's from Murray State. Murray State. I love those I love those small school. Skull, can we just change small school, abbreviate it to Skull? I love those small school guys that end up producing. This guy's pretty good. I shouldn't have said that, because is he real or no real? Dude's real. Go grab him. If you need a linebacker, a starter, a linebacker 3, you better go grab him now, or I'm gonna. That's the plan. He's real. Grab him. He's going to be top 20 all year. That's out there, I know, but he is. He just is. Moving on. Wiz Khalif Raymond. Lions wide receiver. 16 targets over the last 2 weeks. He had 2 touchdowns Sunday. Is Wiz Khalifa Raymond real or no real? Until somebody proves otherwise, this kid is real enough to at least be a bye week receiver on your team. I wouldn't go starting him. Don't go starting Water Khalifs. Please stick to the Cephases and the Hawkinsons that you're used to. But Khalif Raymond is real enough to be a bye week guy. I picked him up on all my rosters to be just that, a bye week guy, because he's a little spark plug that is going to get at least four targets a game and seems to catch most of them. So he's definitely real as a bye week grab. Moving on, another wide receiver, Jamison Crowder. We know this guy. 7 for 61 and a touchdown. Is he real or no real? Jamison Crowder has always been real. Always been real. Always will be real until the wheels fall off. He's fine. Zach Wilson showed improvement. Corey Davis is like 1A. Jamison Crowder's 1B. Elijah Moore hasn't really done enough to knock Crowder off that pedestal. Granted, he's been hurt. But until Elijah Moore proves that he is better than Jamison Crowder is real. And no one else on that team at wide receiver besides Corey Davis and Jamison Crowder can say that. Real, real, real. Jared Cook, Los Angeles, whatever the hell they're from, Chargers. He had a good game, 6 for 70 and a touchdown. Is Jared Cook, old man Jared Cook, 34 years old, real or no real? If Mike Williams continues to be good, unlike this past week, then Jared Cook is not real. But for every off game Mike Williams has, means Jared Cook's probably going to have an on game. I don't like those odds. I don't like banking on a 34-year-old tight end that's got a youngster behind him that's better, in my opinion, in Donald Parham. I don't want to bank on that over Mike Williams continuing to be good. So Jared Cook, to me, is not real. Let's move on. I want to say again, Dawson Knox is now real. I missed on that one. It happens. It happens. Dawson Knox is the affection of Josh Allen. Those guys love each other. Laviska Shenault, 6 receptions, 99 yards on 7 targets. Is Laviska Shenault of the Jacksonville Jaguars real or no real? He's real. He was a breakout candidate anyways. DJ Chark's on IR with a broken ankle. Laviska Shenault is the best receiver on that team, not named Marvin Jones, and he's probably better than Marvin. It's just going to take some time for it to happen. Laviska Shenault is real. Trade for him if you can. You're not getting him off waivers unless it's redraft, which sucks. What the fuck y'all thinking playing that shit? Sucks. It's boring. 10-teamers, 8-teamers, 6-teamers. Oh, I'm in a 4-team league on Yahoo. It's fucking great. I'm a badass. No, you're not. Getting some dynasty and some IDP. Moving on. Jeremy McNichols, 12 targets last week. Caught 8 of them for 74 yards. Is he real or no real? Jeremy McNichols is perfectly real when Julio Jones and A.J. Brown are both out. Otherwise, leave him on the goddamn waiver wire. Brandon Bolden, Patriots, running back slash wide receiver slash special teamer slash old as fuck, been there for a long timer. Is Brandon Bolden real or no real after his 6-catch, 51-yard day? He's not real. We don't know what the Patriots are going to do. The Patriots will sign Duke Johnson next week, and he'll catch 7 balls. And then after that, they'll go out and sign, what's that dude from the Lions? Theo Riddick. They'll sign Theo Riddick. He'll catch 7 balls, and he'll be real for a week. Don't bank on Brandon Bolden. I mean, it could be one of those things where he is the pass-catching guy now, but I fucking doubt it. Kadarius Toney, New York Giants wide receiver, 6 receptions for 78 yards on 9 targets. Is he real or no real? I already talked about him a little, but let's talk about him some more with this. Dude's real. Even Kenny Galladay's not really impressing me on the Giants. Somebody's got to be impressive on that team, and Kadarius Toney has that potential. He's like a little ray of lightning out there, juking and jiving and slipping and diving, and he's really fun to watch. He's like Percy Harvin without the migraines. Let's see if he can continue that. I say real, you better get him now before it's too late. Last one, another god dang wide receiver, James Prochet, the Prochester, the Prochy, the Protege, James Prochet, 5 for 74 on 6 targets in Baltimore, wide receiver land, kinda, not really. Is he real or no real? James Prochet has been a guy I've carried on my roster every single season since he was drafted, which is like two of them. But I've carried him until the end. He was always on my final cuts because I love James Prochet. He catches almost everything thrown at him. As you can tell, 5 receptions on 6 targets. He is hands, hands, hands. And if he gains Lamar Jackson's trust, which is very possible, no one on that roster besides Marquise Brown, which Marquise Brown had some terrible drops in week 3, but James Prochet is going to turn in to Mr. Reliable Chain Mover at some point. Mark my word, he's real as fuck. Just like Kenneth gains well on every carry, James produces Shays on every single touch. Really, I like the guy a lot. He may not end up being the guy in Baltimore long term, but he's going to eventually, somewhere, he's going to be a great little possession slot guy out. I mean, he can do a lot, but he's going to be that chain moving guy. I love James Prochet. I would grab him and hold on if you have the room. Chances are you'll get frustrated and have to drop him at some point. But at some point, when he becomes a veteran, I'm guessing year 3 breakout big time because I love Prochet. At some point, you're going to wish you'd have kept him. That's it, guys. I'm out of here. Real or no real. I don't even know if I did the music on that one. One more time for old time's sake. Get out of those goddamn 8-teamers and I'll see you next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.